Barabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Barabasa Bavli, Daf Sadi Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis on the fifth line. Hacha Mekabel Alav Boam Taman Yemai. Now the Mishnah taught that if a person sold seeds to his friend, the buyer has to accept a quarter of a cob of waste for each sa. Here the buyer has to accept this, but over there in Maseches Kilayim at the beginning of the second perek, the Mishnah ruled there that there's a quarter of a cob of another species of seed mixed into a sar of a person's seeds, he has to reduce the other that other species because it's not considered nullified. So why do we find that difference? And hacha avovad to nefes b'am taman min. Another difference is here he has to accept only waste, but not if other species are mixed in. But over there it applies specifically to other species. And a third difference, hacha avovad kader magoi b'am taman avovad kader masoi. Here it only applies to the waste that was present before it was transported, because after it's transported, the waste will collect at the bottom, and when a buyer acquires the seeds, it's taken from the top, which is, he's now expecting to be much clearer of waste. But over there in Kilayim, even after it was transported, the other species, for example wheat with barley, will not become naturally separated, and has to reduce the other species. And a difference number four, hacha, Reb Shimon Moide Bram Taman, Reb Shimon Oime, Shnei Minin, Hein, Ve'ein Mitztarfin. Over here, Reb Shimon agrees to this law that he has to accept a portion of waste, but over there, Reb Shimon disagrees and says that the quarter is only prohibited if it's of another species, thereby causing a prohibition of kelaim, of the mixed produce.